Those residents who are still in ISIS-controlled Mosul are pretty much cut off from the outside world. But there is one radio station that's managing to get some information in to them. Rebecca Collard has that story from northern Iraq.
The voice on the phone is coming from inside the city of Mosul. She speaks in hushed tones. Being caught could mean death.
No.
She asked the Iraqi government to hurry up and send troops. She promises the people of the city will support the fight against ISIS. The women will rise up, she says, even before the men. She's calling a radio station based in the Kurdish area of Iraq, one of the few media outlets that reach Mosul now. After ISIS took the city in June 2014, the militants attempted to isolate residents. They banned cell phones and the internet. More recently, they confiscated satellite dishes and TV transmitters. The radio host tells her to be strong. In March 2015, a few Mosul exiles set up this radio station, El Gad, to defy ISIS and broadcast to the people back home. El Gad means tomorrow in Arabic. Mohammed is the station manager. He doesn't want to use his last name because he's worried about the safety of his relatives inside the city. He keeps the location of the studio a secret, too.
We know how important it is to keep the people posted and to communicate with them, to be able to talk to those people and to focus on their problems and to make sure we can deliver their voices.
Calling from Mosul is difficult and extremely dangerous. ISIS has shut off many of the cell phone towers, so residents have to search for small pockets of coverage or climb to high places to get reception.
I remember in the past we used to receive very few calls from Mosul. People were scared from calling the radio station. But today, people are speaking up and they are talking. It's an average of 60 calls per day.
Mohammed says the radio is not just giving people a voice and providing information from outside. It's also helping them communicate with one another.
People are also isolated in the city itself. They don't have any way of communication between each other. So it's like the 40s or the 50s before the local lines. So sometimes when something happens in a specific part of the city, the people in another neighborhood, they will not have no idea about it.
This woman says she's calling from the left bank of the city. The host asks her what's happening there. ISIS fighters are gathering on the streets, she says. They are all young, under 30. Mohammed says he and his team are having their own battle with ISIS for the airwaves.
A week after we first broadcasted, ISIS jammed our radio station. And when we changed the frequency, probably 2 days after, ISIS jammed the new frequency. And we had that war, and it's happening up until today.
Now, El Gad has four different frequencies to ensure it's always on air, 24 hours a day and broadcasting into Mosul. Not everyone who calls is from Mosul. This man identifies himself as a member of the Iraqi security forces. Stay in your homes, he advises. Get lots of water. The host follows with advice. Stock up on supplies, put tape on the windows to stop them from shattering. Stay away from ISIS headquarters. Crucial information as Iraqi forces advance closer.
Inshallah.
God willing, says the soldier, we will liberate the city soon. For the world, Rebecca Collard, Northern Iraq.